a little stalk.
Basol, take one.
It's a big old fat motherfucker called
Blazing Buzzard Buttocks.
Big Rigger Inspection Spatial.
Under my feet.
But look, the biggest heavy band of all time.
I wouldn't ask you to do a drum roll if your arm fell off.
There was an incident with the pyrotechnics.
And Kirk!
Squillions of dollars and squillions of people.
How the fuck are you, Lars?
Piddly wants and wills and needs.
Lars Ulrich, drums and bongs.
What the fuck does that mean anyway?
I hate that fucking camera, man.
Well, since we started...
I'm talking about like a fucking live gig. You see this for, right?
What really gets my dick hard...
Mommy...
Hey, this is Lee Jeffries, the photographer for 72 Seasons, and you're listening to And Podcast for All.
Welcome back to the podcast for all. I'm Shane Obershaw.
And I'm Jeff Winslow.
Episode 8 in season 12. Jeff, we're going back to the bread and butter tonight. We've been promising that for like, what, 25 weeks? Back to having some Metallica fan guests on. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
It's been a hot minute, as the Red Hot Chili Peppers once said.
It's been a while, like Aaron Lewis said.
I see Stains going back out.
They just released a new single, and it's probably my favorite song that's out currently right now. You know me, I'm a huge Stain fan. I haven't been this excited for a new record in a long time, and that's saying something because we just got an amazing new record.
You say that about so many bands, though. Oh, it's great. It's my favorite. I'm digging this. It's one of the best records ever.
Well, it's because when they put out, you know, a band puts out a record that's really good.
Why can't you say that about Rage Against the Machine?
I will never say that about Rage Against the Machine ever in my life.
Man, you're killing me, man. You're going to take Stained over Morello. Is that what you're saying? Shit.
Yes.
Quite a week last week for your yourself, myself. Talk is Jericho. Thanks to Chris Jericho for having us on. I have a hunch he gets a few more downloads and clicks than we do. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe. It's just a maybe.
Lee Jeffries, the photographer from 72 Seasons, was on. Lee, we know you're listening. Thank you so much for coming on the show and telling your story. An amazing life story, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Back to the bread and butter. You, the Metallica fan, come on and podcast for all. Tell your Metallica story. Tell us when you discovered them, why you hate them, why you love them. Play a little Jump in the Fire trivia. Tell us your song that should not be. When's your first memory that still remains? Does that sound familiar, Jeff? That was like... 20,000 years ago.
That was a whole different show. That was back when, you know, ATFA was booming, and then all of a sudden we dropped the ball, man.
It was your fault because you decided to do Cliff'em notes on every goddamn record leading up to 72.
We had some guests on. Well, I guess we can't really call the Horsefly as guests anymore, but they did join us for some of that.
They're just flies.
Flies on the wall, just like us.
72 virgins, not seasons, right?
That's right.
All right, we're going to Houston, Texas tonight. You and I have played Houston a few times, had some good times in that city.
Yeah, wish I was there right now. It's not very warm here in Minnesota.
It's only the end of April, and you're still getting snow and freezing your tail off.
Yeah, I mean, we're not in freezing weather anymore, but I don't know. I feel like when we're this close to May, it should be a little bit warmer than 50.
Every time I think of you and I touring... through Houston, that's when I was riding that BMX bike with my shirt off in the hotel hallway.
Dude, that was hilarious. I remember us leaving the venue and you stayed there on Pizzle's bike and decided to ride back
all the way to the hotel. through not the best of areas. Houston's a pretty decent area, but let's be honest, there's some areas that aren't too hot.
Just like all cities.
And I rode my bike in running shorts with no shirt on and a towel draped over my neck, kind of like Lars leaves the stage. And I remember I rode this bike past like a hip-hop nightclub. A lot of people outside, red velvet kind of setup. And as I rode by, about 100 people were laughing at me. To which I heard one dude go, "Man, look at that white boy on that motherfucking bike."
Yeah, well,
I can hear that guy clear as day like it was 5 seconds ago. Every time I think of Houston, Texas, I think of that guy saying that and me on the bike. That's my memory of Houston. It used to be about the Astros. It used to be about the old Houston Oilers. It used to be about the Houston Rockets and Hakeem Olajuwon. Nope, it's that dude that at the hip-hop club that totally called me out.
I mean, I'd say the same thing if I saw a shirtless, sweaty man riding by on a bike. I'll tell you what, you know, Lars leaves on a G5. You were leaving on a Haro.
That's true.
Or maybe it was a Huffy. I don't know.
It was Pizzle's bike, remember?
Yeah, Pizzle. What was your bike? Tell us. Let us know.
1994 Huffy. No big deal. A little bit of rust. Right.
That's a nice bike. Is that a Huffy? I saw that once in Talladega Nights.
This is awesome. Back to the bread and butter. A true Metallica fan that wanted to come on the show. Just as easy as that, via Instagram or in podcastforall@gmail.com. Email us, tell us your story, send us a message. Come on the show. It's just that easy. You don't have to be Lee Jeffries. You don't have to be Chris Jericho. You don't have to be Phil Toll. You can just be a hardcore motherfucking fan that's been cranked 72 seasons all week long and just chat away. You ready to get to it?
Yeah, let's just jump right into it, man. It's been too long.
All right, from Houston, Texas, where Shane rides his bike half naked, please welcome to the show Mr. Damian Collins.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Damian?
Nothing much. Just got off work. And speaking of 72 seasons, yeah, so how do you guys like that album? I mean, it's dropped. It's full. It's got some good songs. My favorite so far is Rooms of Mirror.
Oh, yeah, Rooms of Mirror. Look at that.
You know that harmony that they've got going on in that song, man? It's just butter. It's just beautiful. It's icing on the cake to me.
It's just butter. Did you hear that, Jeff? Butter, baby. Butter.
No, sorry. I cut out. Or he cut out.
I'll say it again. Smooth butter.
Damien, it's funny. When I hear or read about Rumor Mirrors, you either love it or you're just like, nope, that's just a filler track. That seems to kind of be the consensus with that song. But oh. I'm with you, man. I love it. I just think it's way too deep down in the track listing. Mm-hmm. Yourself?
Mm-hmm. I mean, going down to the tracks, I mean, when Lux dropped, that was pretty nice. You know, I think that was the first song that had dropped that dropped for that album. And then they came out with If Darkness Had a Son. They came out with mm-hmm. that one. And I was like, man, dude, they're just ripping. Like, this is Metallica. You know what I mean? That's classic. Those gallops. That's classic Metallica. Kind of reminded me a little bit of Battery, but like a little slower mm-hmm. With the gallops.
You play guitar, don't you, Damian?
I do play guitar.
Right on. How long you been playing?
3 years, going on 4 in August.
Nice. Right on.
I was 19 when I started. It was funny because it was that cliche, you know, get a guitar, get all the chicks, you know. And
That's what we all think, right?
Yeah, right. And then you're like, this shit's not working. Excuse me. They're not. This is not working, you know. Put it down.
These chicks do not dig If Darkness Had a Son, right?
No, not at all. Okay. And so, yeah. And then my buddy, you know, Calvin, I was living in Austin at the time, not Houston. You know, he was like, hey, Damian, here's this guitar. I'm not using it. You'll put it to use. Sure. I'm not going to say no. And it's been 3 years strong, man. And first song was Fade to Black.
Nice.
Right. Just that solo, that riff that James plays behind it. It's just beautiful. Again, smooth butter.
Yep. That was the first solo I ever learned when I first started playing guitar. That was mm-hmm. that was like my probably first solo note for note that I feel like. Mm-hmm. That I tackled, because yes, it's the same thing. It's just one of those solos that, you know, it's got enough ripping in it to where it looks flashy, you know, but it's really actually quite simple, quite straightforward, and it sounds amazing.
Damien, we're jumping ahead of ourselves here. Jeff and I have not had a proper guest in weeks, so we've already run off the rails. We're going to hit you with a couple questions from our rapid fire section. You just have to choose one or another. It's just that easy.
Okay.
This is called rapid fire.
All right. Welcome to Rapid Fire, Season 12, Episode 8. Jason or Cliff?
Cliff. Easy.
Black Album or 72?
Black Album.
Okay. Greg Fiddleman or Bob Rock?
Bob Rock.
Shadows Follow or Room of Mirrors? I have a hunch which way you're going to lean on this.
Room of Mirrors.
Jeff Winslow, Shadows Follow or Room of Mirrors?
Well, that's an easy one. Shadows Follow, man.
Man, that is the wrong answer.
Room of Mirrors could be on the Beyond 72 Seasons EP. You could take that song off the album completely, and I wouldn't miss it.
I don't understand where you're coming from, but we'll address that at another time. Damien, Kirk's original black Gibson V or Greenie?
And remember, pick the right answer here. The correct answer.
Look, man, Kirk's original Gibson Flying V from he played his first sets with that guitar, man. And
all right,
you know, I saw a video with him up on stage with Cliff, and he was shredding, and the crowd was like trying to take his Gibson out of his hands. And
best, you know, memories he's ever, man. That's great,
right,
footage,
man. Right.
So you're going with the V. Beautiful.
I'm going with the V, 100%. Greeny is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Greeny sounds great.
That was not the correct answer, Damien.
That was the correct answer. We thank you very much, Damien.
Vintage is a lot.
Room of Mirrors and he picks the V over Greeny. You know what? I'm just signing out now. It was nice meeting you, but I have to go.
I knew I liked this guy. I knew from the time you messaged us, this was the guy for this week, Jeff, to get us back on the rails. Jeff, there's no right or wrong answer. It's how he feels, man.
Yeah, that's right. That is right, 100%.
Jeez. Just think how much you felt last week telling Chris Jericho every last ounce of opinions in you.
Now you just
think it's this fucking black and white test quiz out of this world material.
No, I held back on the Jericho episode. I probably could have dove deeper.
You think you did?
I think I held back. I don't know.
I thought we were pretty brutally, pretty honest for that kind of audience.
I haven't listened to it, so I have no idea.
Yeah, but you were there.
You have a good idea of what you said, you know, when you're doing these episodes. But let's face it, in the heat of the moment, sometimes you either forget to mention something or you forgot something that you said, or, you know, who knows.
I felt I did stellar because I just said straight up, track 2 sucks.
Yeah, just like track 11 and 10 and 8.
What? 8, Chasing Light, I'm with you. What's wrong with 10?
Too Far Gone is just, I don't know.
Too Far Gone?
Filler. It's filler. I don't actually hate the song. I just...
What?
Like I said, those three are definitely at the bottom, and I don't see that changing.
The No Remorse riff in Too Far Gone, you think is filler?
Yeah, I do, because we don't need a No Remorse ripoff riff.
It's not a ripoff. It just reminds you of it. It's just—it's
like almost identical. I'm a guitar player. It's almost identical. Just because you change the tail end of the riff does not mean like, oh, all of a sudden now it's a completely different riff. It's like, oh, hey, I was jamming on No Remorse, and then I put a little tail end on it. Now we've got a whole new song. There we go. That's not the riff I'm talking about.
I just changed the tail. It didn't sound like Remorse. Your exact words, not mine.
Hey, that sounded just like it, but that wasn't the riff I was implying. But anyways, back to Damien. Let's not talk about these songs.
I know. Just one more thing. The reason you don't like Chasing Light is because of the Stroke, Seizure, Centipede, Space Invaders music video.
I don't like Chasing Light because I think the chorus when he goes, what is it, something light, light on me, or whatever, it sounds stupid.
What do you think about the Room of Mirrors music video?
I actually didn't mind the video. The video didn't bother me at all. And there's actually a few parts in Room of Mirrors that I genuinely do like. I just, My feeling with that song is kind of how Shane feels about the Judas Kiss. He thinks that it sounds chopped up and it doesn't flow. That's how I feel about Roman Mears. I don't think anything...
It's pasted together.
That's what that song sounds like. It sounds very pasted together. I don't think we need... For the riff that we have, that main riff doesn't need a type of beat. He could have just kept it going with a normal Phil Rudd 4-4 instead of this kind of thrashy... Like, it's almost... It's a very weird tempo where it's almost too slow to have a beat like that to me. And then just, I don't know. Again, not a bad song. I just don't think it flows properly. I think it's a great track 11. It's a great buried in the type of, you know, deep in the track listing. Good filler, but not a standout track for me. That's all.
Mm-hmm. It should be track 2. I'm serious. I'm fucking 100% serious behind that.
You're the only person that I have heard of that has actually said that song Shadows Follow is not good. But again, I'm one of the few people in the world that don't like Enter Sandman, so there is that.
There is true. I like your statement about Phil Rudd 4-4, but this record is full of that.
And it,
so when he gets to trucking and he gets to playing Room of Mirrors, that's where I'm like, all right, here we go.
That's what 72 Seasons was for. You got it out of your
system.
Got your little fast, you know, I can still play.
Oh, you mean the song?
Yeah, that's what the song, you know, it's like he's got his you know, I don't even think it was for Lars. I think faster thrash beat, I think that's for the Metallica fans. If it was up to Lars, this whole goddamn record would be boo-ta, 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 and that's all it would be.
It's heavy. It
works. It works, and it works well. It does work well.
And that's the reason that the night I left the movie theater, I was struggling. Because you have to look at this record how I look and listen to it as a drummer. One thing interesting, Jeff, leading up to this record, we'll get to Damien, everyone. Trust me, we brought him on. We didn't fly him in all the way from Houston, Texas to just talk about 2 minutes. We will get to him. But a couple months ago when you said, I don't want more than 3 singles, and I gave you grief for it, I now fully understand where you're coming from. I didn't realize it with Hardwired. So we got Lux and we got Screaming Suicide. And at that point, you're like, that's it. I don't want to hear any more. Right. And I'm like, come on, man. Just another one. Just one more. Just one more.
And then we got 2 more.
I understand where you're coming from now. Because when this record plays, you don't realize how good those songs are in the track listing. Like, how many times does Screaming and Darkness and Lux come on? And you're like, up, oh, skip. I've already heard that enough. I want to go to the deeper tracks.
Yeah, usually I'm pretty much, you know, track 2, 4, 5, 7.
Right. You skip, you know, 3, I mean? 6, and 9, because been there, done that.
I listen to 72 Seasons, the song, from time to time. But
my song to go to on there. But 3, 6, and 9,
that,
you end up skipping a lot.
Even that song for me, because I listened to it quite a bit before it came out, I can skip it because it's not... I actually skip Lux less because it's a short song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
I totally get where you're coming from. Like, 4 singles out of 12, it is too much. It's like...
It's
it would have been cool to have 72 and Darkness as surprises.
I think they should have just released Lux when they did and then released the song 72 Seasons when they did, and then that should have been it. That should have been it. Have all that time in between of people going, all right, what the frig is coming out next? You know what I mean? And then 72 Seasons, the song come out. Boom. There we go. And then the rest of the album, surprise.
Are we ever going to get away from 72 Seasons and just go back to our old ways of 3 dudes chatting about Metallica?
Yeah, I'm ready to be done with 72 Seasons 100% because
last week you loved it. Now you're over it.
No, I love the record. I'm not over the record. I'm just over talking about the record.
I want to talk about Injustice for All again. Enough of this 72 Virgin shit.
I want to talk about anything other than what Damien wants to talk about.
Okay. As we've asked 100 guests in the past, what's your first memory that still remains of Metallica? When did you discover them? What's the story? Who turned you on to them? What do you got?
Quantum Metallica. I think it was by accident, to be honest. I was, I was scrolling through, you know, Instagram, scrolling social media. I was in the restroom, you know, And
oh yeah,
you know where I'm going with this, right?
I like this honesty.
Some of the best discoveries are when you're on the throne. Let's
that
be
is
real.
Honesty. Right, that was right. Legit. You know,
I love it.
Man. Hey, you asked. So I'm and so I'm scrolling through my phone, and I think it was the song. I think it was Sandman that played, and it was one of those things where, you know, you've heard it a million times. Whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
Movies, commercials, whatever. And it, I don't know, a light flickered, and I went, let me dive in a little bit. Like, okay, there's Enter Sandman. Let me look at the album, break it down, listen to all the individual songs. And then when I got to Misery, and when the middle section of the song where it stops, that hits you, and then the guitars come in, the harmony comes in, and I said, I think this is my band, right? And I went from the Black Album, and I retraced it to the roots. So I went from Kill 'Em All, and I just went down the line.
Right on.
I was 19 when I really discovered Metallica. So I'm 26 That's awesome. Now.
26 now?
Yeah, I'm 26 now.
Right on.
And so it's just been this
And then you
nice
picked
journey.
Up a guitar 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm. It's been this nice journey, man.
That's awesome.
See, kids, good things happen from taking a shit.
Yeah, man.
Have you got the opportunity? Have you got the opportunity to see Metallica in the live setting yet?
I have not, man. I'm saving up for it.
Whoa! We got a guest that hasn't seen the band live yet.
So
I love it.
I play them so much. I talk about them so much, and I'm just waiting for the opportunity to go. I'm gonna fly out to Copenhagen, or I'm gonna go to San Antonio to go see like my favorite all time band. I'm just
now you're talking,
for the
man.
Day.
That's awesome.
You know, I will freaking swim through alligators to go see them.
Come on down to Florida, Damien. I got plenty of those in my backyard.
You could take some of the gators with us, you know?
Absolutely. Very cool. Never seen the band before. Before Metallica, what were you into?
Like Linkin Park, a little bit of new metal, Korn.
Right on.
So story. I didn't really get into metal until middle school. I think I discovered, you know, LP Linkin Park, and then I just got into like the whole grunge new metal era. And then fast forward how many years? I'm taking a dookie. There's Enter Sandman, and that's how it just happened.
It's a domino effect, and next thing
man.
You know it, now we're here.
Yeah, that, man. I'm like,
that's what we can call this episode, the dookie episode.
The dookie episode.
Everyone will be
people
like,
might
is
think
this
we're talking about Green Day, though.
I was just going to say that. Is this a Green Day podcast? No, man. We're listening to Sandman on the throne. What beats that?
It was American Idiot on the toilet. Oh, my God.
So, Damien, any plans on seeing them this year? I mean, we got San Antonio, or no, what? They are coming to Houston, aren't they? They're coming to Dallas. They're Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
You got to drive to Arlington, man.
I do.
Go see them in Jerry's house.
I hate planes, but I'll go through the panic attack to go see my favorite band. I'm just saying. You know, like a couple whiskey shots, you know.
Drive. Just drive up to Dallas. Go to Jerry Jones's house there.
Less panic attacks.
Right. Even though statistically, I think it's more dangerous to drive there than it is to fly.
At least I'm in control of the vehicle.
Hey, that's what I always say.
Until you drive a Tesla, then technically you're not.
You know, funny thing about...
Take me to Metallica, Elon.
Funny thing about Teslas that I just saw an article today. Insurance companies are paying out full money for the cars because they have to be, you know, like Teslas that need to be repaired cost so much money that they actually cost more than what the car is worth, and owners are getting paid full insurance payouts on cars that aren't totaled that just need to be repaired. That is probably something that Elon maybe should have thought of, like, hey, repairing these cars might be a little bit expensive.
What are you saying, like a new battery or some of the drive motors?
I don't know exactly.
It's
got to
be
was.
Something major, though, where they just what, write it off?
They
or just total it?
Yeah, and people are, yeah.
What?
Totally drivable, but we're going to total it.
I think I should have taken it. It was either Car and Driver or Road and Track. It was like one of the big ones that posted this article, and I was like, oh, okay. Personally, I think it's mostly one just trying to clown on Elon, you know what I mean? Okay. You know how any mainstream... it doesn't matter what genre or category or whatever it is. I feel like people might be out to make him look bad. That's all. But I just thought it was interesting because I was like, wow, that's a lot of fucking money to shell out for something that could have been repaired.
My car works. I drive my car daily. I can get to point B from point A. but this is broken on it, so let's just write it off and total it.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's absolutely crazy.
Which, if you did that, your premium with your insurance company is going to skyrocket on your next vehicle.
Yeah, you would think.
All right, fuck driving to Dallas. We're taking the airplane.
Right.
We got to
fly down airplane. And pick you up.
I got you. Damien, I got you, man.
Hey, I need a little bit of whiskey before I get on, though, because I hate.
Yeah, we'll give you the latest bottle of Blackened batch number 3480 with the way, you know, these batches get produced.
Let me see here. You know, I got the,
oh, there you go right there.
Huh.
Stays on. Yeah, I think it's one of the first batches that they released.
That one's empty, man. You've been thirsty, Damien.
Look, man.
Stressful waiting for 72 to come out, isn't it? We got to do some drinking.
It's that riff, man. I just couldn't get it. And I just have to sip the whole bottle.
It's that riff in Room of Mirrors. You know which one I'm talking about.
Speaking of 72, I see in the background there you have the music video for You Must Burn.
Yes.
On pause. That is my favorite song on
really?
The record.
Really?
Yeah, that's... I'm glad that you...
Must
that
is burn. Track four? Is that track
five.
Four?
Five. Yep.
That surprises... Well, it doesn't, because I know how much you love Dream No More off of Hardwired.
I do like that song. I do like that song.
That's a good song.
Dream or Burn?
Oh, it's definitely Burn.
Ooh,
for me, out of all their...
That speaks a lot, because I know how much you love your Dream.
Of all the sludgy songs, so that... Devil, Sabbath True, even Thing That Should Not Be, I'd probably put Burn at the top of all their, like, sludgy songs.
What?
Yeah.
You must burn over the Thing That Should Not Be?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, Jeff.
I'm telling you, the chorus in this, especially, you know, as a musician, I'm hearing the chord progression and how they're putting it. It is different than anything they've ever done. That chorus of that song is the most unique thing on that entire record.
I think for me,
and I stand behind that.
The thing I like the thing because of that groove. You know, when I hear it, whether I'm at work, whether I'm taking a dookie, I'm just jamming, headbanging. You know, like that. And the drums,
and you know, and for me, normally like the sludgy, draggy, you know, kind of. Almost Sabbath-y doom sound.
Yeah.
That's not normally my favorite songs off their records, but yeah, there was just something about this. This song, it just feels put together. Mm-hmm. The solo feels to me the most authentic Kirk-sounding solo on the record. The movement.
The solo's phenomenal.
The solo's great.
I do like the solo more in You Must Burn and in Thing That Should Not Be.
There you go.
Yeah. The one in the thing is just, it's out there. It just sounds like some weird, you know, Loch Ness monster noises.
Planets talking.
Right.
Damien, back in the old day, we had a section called the song, not the thing, but the song that should not be. Of all the Metallica albums we've heard in close to 42 years, one song that you would have to pick to completely throw away and delete that for life, one song that should not be, what do you got?
Okay.
We used to have stipulations because of how many people we had on doing this, but now it's been so long, you can say whatever song.
Okay, so no hate for this. I like
not
Saint
hate
Anger.
At all.
I like Saint Anger. Okay, I love Saint Anger. It's a good song. I think it
we
was
both
for
do.
Them. I think it's for them. You know, for the band, not for the fans. But if I could just get rid of that trash can snare drum, it would just be phenomenal. It makes my ears bleed. And I think of all songs, I think it'd have to be that one. I mean, I love it. I love the guitar riff, but it's just that trash can snare drum really breaks it for me.
So the title track.
Yeah, yeah.
Title track of Saint Anger. That used to be a stipulation. You cannot pick anything off of Saint Anger or Lulu, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Okay, so...
But it's all right. You can pick Saint Anger. Like I said,
he went with it, Jeff. He fucking put the knife in you and turned it. So I love it.
That's fine. That's fine. Like I said, I dropped all stipulations. It's been so long since we've had a guest. I feel like it's all fair game now. You could even say Enter Sandman, like I tried to say, and then my co-host said I couldn't pick that song. Imagine that. He put stipulations on me, so then I had to pick Black in 2020.
Oh God.
Oh God! What great tune.
Oh, God, no. A guy that says, what is it? Shadows Follow is a bad song, but Black in 2020 is good. I question your musicianship now, Shane.
Shadows Follow sucks. And I'm going to... I'm... Big statement right here, and people are not going to forget this. I've made some monumental statements on the show, have I not?
You have.
Shadows Follow is a shitty, put-together... cut and paste Zoom call song that sucks. Period.
That's fine. Enter Sandman sucks too, so we can both agree here on the
same
thing.
You're full of shit. That's all fake news horse shit. That's terrible.
He thinks I'm lying about thinking that Sandman sucks. Like, I gain anything from
you have listener fatigue from Sandman. The Sandman does not suck.
I didn't like that song when I was a kid when I first heard it, and I don't like it now. True story.
Shadows Follow, I still listen to. I haven't given up. This record's been on repeat shuffle since 12:03 on the 14th. It has not left me, no matter what I've been doing at work, in the car, around the house, outside, hanging out with neighbors. It's been the soundtrack of since it got released, okay? I don't skip any songs. Shadows Follow, follows whatever it is. I don't even know the fucking title of it because that's how irritated I am by it. It is not a good song. There are a couple nanoseconds where the riff is catchy, and there's maybe three or four words, lyrics total, that I like. That song does not fit on this fucking record.
Oh, but Room of Mirrors and Crown of Barbed Wire, which I actually like,
absolutely, 2,000% those two songs. Mirrors and Barbed Wire.
I like Barbed Wire.
Are like in my top four songs on the record.
I would probably put Barbed Wire in my top five, but I don't think that it flows with the. I think Shadows fits better with this record than Barbed Wire does.
Shadows is cut up cymbal choke.
Take it from somebody who has crazy music that's put together just fine. If you think Room of Mirrors is put together well and Shadows isn't, there is something you need to reevaluate.
Need to go put on good headphones or sit in your BMW that has a really good sound system and crank Room of Mirrors and tell me that that song does not stand out from the other 11 on this record.
With probably second to worst song on the record.
The tempo. The beats, the double bass, the solo, the harmonies,
the double fucking arrangement. He'd be able to play live.
He'd be able to play that fine. It's on the downbeat.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not a problem.
We'll see.
What if we put you in a room, door locked, and we just have Mirrors on repeat for like 2 hours?
I'm
full volume. Full volume.
Well, I see the big setup behind you there, so we're going to come to your house in Houston.
Okay, yeah.
And we're going to fucking more speakers. Neighbors off, and we're going to make a couple more bottles of black and empty by the time we leave. Is that a deal? See?
That's a deal. 100%.
Jeff, you and I need to get together.
There's a toilet.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I need to listen to Mirrors when I'm on the toilet.
Yeah, there you go.
The Dookie follows. Jeff, you and I need to get together in a room and crank Shadows and Mirrors back and forth, and it's going to be on Instagram Live, and as these songs go back and forth, every time we have to take one thing away from each song that we like and don't like and see how long we can last.
I already know the two and only two things that I like from Mirrors. I've listened to it enough. There's two things I like about the song, and the rest of it I don't. And that's why I don't hate the song, because there's things I like about it, but not enough to make it.
Everything about that song is...
For once, I wish I had Pizzle here because he would know exactly what I'm saying.
You can agree with me that 72, the album, lacks dynamics.
150%.
Okay. Mirrors is that song that gets us close to 80, 90% dynamic in a heavy, hard rock song. Shadows Follows is a riff tape from demo tape ideas that are pieced together.
This whole album is a riff tape. It sounds like James took all of his riffs from his phone and put them to a 4/4 drum machine beat, and there's the record. And I mean that in the best way possible. I mean
and
that in the
like
best
that.
Way possible. Because I like that. So that's why I don't mean that as a diss. But the whole record sounds like a riff tape. Come on.
But it's cut up. When you have cymbal chokes between each verse, extended cymbal chokes between the pre-chorus and the chorus, and they just keep going back and forth, fighting each other, that song does not flow.
It doesn't flow when you go from this like thrash beat to a straightforward 4/4. It's a very bad transition where he goes from the boo da boo da to boo da boo da. It sounds not good. It sounds like
transitions.
That sounds like high school. That sounds like, ooh, I'm gonna try and sound fast and heavy, and then ooh, I got
tired.
That's
exactly what I was just gonna say. Shadows has transitions that I was writing in 7th grade on a Pearl Export junior piece of shit kit.
You were more spry then, so you might have been a better drummer than even. Who knows? That's what Lars was channeling, his inner child, because he knew he could play better.
It's the Danish that's in him.
You're right.
Exactly, Dan. Exactly.
Well, I think we'll forever agree to disagree on these two songs, and that's all right.
We're gonna.
That's all right.
These are gonna be fighting songs for years to come.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Nothing to talk about? What about Shadows?
Hey, you know what I say? Let's If Shadows Fuck is if Shadows if Shadows sucks. Is such a terrible song, how about we take a bet right now? What song do you think is going to get played more on the tour, Shadows or Mirrors?
Mirrors.
How about you just make that into an In Voting for All right now?
Okay, well, that wasn't my vote for tonight, but that we'll do that one. We'll do it. What song
is going to be played more on the entire M72 tour?
Shadows or Mirrors? Guarantee you, Shadows will stomp it 3-1.
Shadows is going to be my new song where I go take a piss during the show.
So on the second song of the show, you're going
to
walk away
and take
a piss?
It used to be Sad But True or The Memory Remains. Now when Shadows kicks in, I'm like, oh, see you in 8 minutes later, boys. Going to go piss. I'm going to go sit on the shitter and Dookie and text Damien.
I'll be in the next stall with my bottle of black.
Hey, last time, put it this way. Last time I saw Metallica, when Enter Sandman started, Taylor and I actually left. We didn't even stay for the rest of the show. Enter Sandman
left
started and we left the show. We literally left.
Which means you missed probably
Nothing
Blackened
Else Matters
and Spit.
No, not in Minneapolis. They didn't play Blackened or Spit.
Will they play Battery?
Doesn't matter. Sandman started. Whatever. We knew the show was almost over.
At least they fucking
like,
played Bread Fan that night.
Ugh,
we were like,
Bread
all right.
Fan, that song. Yep.
Exactly, Damien.
Yeah. Hey, I don't hate Bread Fan.
I love that song.
They played Clover that night, too, at Target Center?
They did play Clover, yes. I was so
Clover,
happy.
Clover, Bread Fan, and sorry. Then you left that Sandman and missed Spit.
Ooh.
I swear they played Spit that night.
I'm not too bummed out about that one. I liked the song, but I wasn't too... Especially at that time, that song grew on me actually after that time period. But at that time period, I really didn't... I saw that song like My Apocalypse. It was just meh to me.
I think this tour is going to see 5 new songs a night. And that's pushing it, because remember, they've toned it down to 16 songs total for a show.
Let's see, 72, Shadows Follow, Screaming Suicide, Lux Eterna, and If Darkness Had a Son. Right there. Those are your 5.
You think I'm pushing it with 5, or you think 4?
I think those 5 that I just said are the 5 that you're going to get. They're going to open with 72, go into Shadows. They're going to play Lux. They're going to play Screaming, and they're going to play Darkness Had a Son. They'll play those regularly, and then they'll add in...
So you're saying they're going to play the 4 singles plus Shadows?
I think those will be the regular rotation for the album, and then every once in a while they'll add in Sleepwalk. They'll add in... You Must Burn. I feel like
this whole record is actually playable.
I think every song on this record will get played at least once on this tour.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I hope it does.
I do too.
The ones I'm not a fan of.
I was just about to say, even the songs that if I heard Chasing Light or fucking Too Far Gone, it's not like I'm still going to be excited if I'm hearing that live, especially if I'm hearing one of those songs, because those are songs you know that you're only going to hear a couple times on the tour.
Like, I don't see, like, Chasing Light or Crown being played a lot.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I could see maybe Sleepwalk and You Must Burn getting played a little, you know, kind of like how Now That We're Dead became more in the rotation.
Sure.
I could see You Must Burn kind of taking that that slot maybe, but...
Sure.
I don't know. I feel like the four singles plus Shadows just be... Why would they change it now? Every tour they've done, they've opened with the first two songs. I don't see why they would change it now unless... And if they do change it, they need... And obviously, there's two different sets each night, so it's not like we're going to get, you know...
True.
Who knows? Maybe...
I'm just going to the nights where they don't play Shadows, and then I don't have to take a piss break. I just pee my pants.
The night you see, watch the open with Shadows. No, I'm just kidding.
I actually want them to second, open with I guess, Lux.
Yeah, I think I Lux is a good opening song.
Oh, yes. It'd be awesome, Damian.
I think that'd be a great opening track.
I can see it being 72, but like just that fast 3-minute kind of Hardwired type opener would be perfect.
Great. It'd be great. And I think, you know, we saw the video of 72 get played recently. I bet you they'll play a few shows where they play the full intro, but I could see that getting turned into a tape like Hardwired did.
It is weird to think about two totally different set lists on this tour, so you're not going to get that 1-2 punch every night like we've been used to for almost their career.
Right, and I think that's...
Something totally different, I think 72 or Lux will alternate the nights.
Right. I think it's one of the best ideas they've done. They should have been doing this for the last, hell, probably since Saint Anger. I mean, they had enough materials even at that time where they could have done the two separate set lists, and people wanted to hear those, you know... All those rare songs. I think it's a great idea.
Damien and I are going to drive to Arlington and hold up a big sign that says, Room of Mirrors time, bitches.
Here's a bottle. Come grab a bottle if you want Room of Mirrors.
Exactly. It is. I guess I haven't thought much about the set list yet. And here we are just a couple nights away from opening night in Amsterdam. Yeah. The cool thing is they play two shows in Amsterdam, and then they're off for like a couple weeks. So I guess we'll get a pretty good idea of what the rotations will maybe look like, maybe get a feel for.
I'm sure people are thrilled that they get Floor Jansen and not Five Finger Nut Punch.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Ah, who knows? Who knows? I don't mind Five Finger, though. The more hate they get, the more I like them. I like bands that get...
They're kind of like the new Nickelback. I get that, but...
Oh, definitely.
When you have a chance to open for Metallica and you cancel 2 days prior, some serious shit must have happened.
I don't see them take... But then again, you never know. Did you see that article recently about M. Shadow said that he initially turned down the offer to open for Metallica? Yes.
Why?
I say ballsy fucking move, and I'm hats off to the guy. It actually makes me respect that band even more. And that's a band that I used to hate.
Well, why did he say no?
Because he said it felt like they were second fiddle. They said at the point that they were at, they understand who Metallica is, but they don't go on stage to be the second-rate band. And I respect that. I respect that because anybody that's going to play with Metallica is going to be second fiddle. They're always going to be top dog on the bill. Even if they're opening for the Rolling Stones, let's face it, Metallica was still top dog on that bill that night.
True.
So I get what he's saying, and I, like I said, ballsy fucking move to even entertain that thought.
But I came across Damien on Instagram playing a flawless version of To Live Is To Die. Why did they not call him, but they called this other chick to fill in?
Floor Jansen, she's from, what, Nightwish, I think? Because they're popular.
I don't know, dude.
They're popular in Europe. Nightwish is, I think, a European band, so okay. It makes sense why... I guess. I don't know.
Let's be honest. It doesn't matter. Who's going for the fucking opener at Metallica? Maybe to see Pantera. Maybe.
That's a hard maybe.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
who buys a Metallica ticket and they're like, oh, I'm going to go see Mammoth. I'm going to go see Pantera. Ice Nine fucking Kills, you know? I don't know.
I never bought tickets for the Minneapolis show, and I actually considered buying them after hearing Mammoth's new single just so I could hear that song live. So, I mean, I guess that would be me. I'd be the guy that's going to see Metallica, but to see Mammoth and Pantera.
Yeah, but you're not going to spend $160, $180
just to go see them. Just to go see them.
Ice Nine or see Pantera try to sing for fucking 45 minutes. You know? I like the idea that we're going to get separate acts, you know, Friday and Sunday nights, but how many people in the stadium are like, fuck yeah, man, came from Mammoth. Yeah, maybe I'll check around and stick around and listen to 72, but I'm going to beat the traffic and get out of here.
Oh, no, that's just when Sandman starts.
Shadows.
Fair enough.
Shadows gets played second. Shadows. Shane heads for the exit.
Shane's leaving. He's like, dude, Shadows. You know what? 72, that was awesome, but Shadows, you guys lost me.
Beat the traffic. Yeah. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Exactly.
Beat the traffic. My dad used to cheer that when people would leave baseball games early.
That's great.
And it's like the top of the ninth. It's like 10 to 2. It's like, yeah, we could go 2, but nope, he needed to see every last play.
Okay, sometimes people got to leave early so they can go get Wahlburgers across the street.
That was you and Pizzle leaving Fenway Park. Tie game, everybody. Bottom of the seventh. Jeff and Pizzle leave to go get a burger.
Well, I didn't. I would have stayed for the whole game, but...
And we witnessed a walk-off RBI, bottom of the ninth, at Fenway.
I would have stayed for the full game, but...
We're going to go get a Wahlburger. Okay.
there was food.
Yeah, wasn't it Wahlburgers from New Kids on the Block?
It was, yeah, well, they're all Wahlbergs.
Whatever.
It's the OG.
A burger over a Red Sox game at Fenway. Pizzle. With amazing seats, I might add.
Have you ever heard Pizzle say anything about baseball that he actually likes?
Meh.
I wasn't going to let him go to Wahlburgers by himself. I was being a good friend.
Streets of Boston, they're dangerous these days.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't let my boy roam around the streets by himself with a fucking burger in his hand. Come on.
Oh, he can fend for himself.
Sure can.
We need to get him on again because his review of 72 is not attractive.
Oh, boy. I don't know if we want to have... Well, actually, I do want to have him on. I would love to have him on for his review.
All right, Damien. Saint Anger is your song that should not be. Very respectable. 85% of the Metallica world agrees with you.
Yeah, 95%.
You discovered Metallica sitting on the toilet. You've been playing guitar for 4 years. Mm-hmm. You have not seen Metallica, which there's nothing wrong with. I actually like listening to people who haven't seen them yet with their perspective mm-hmm. of someday going to see them.
100. Yep.
And voting for all. Take it away, Jeff Winslow.
Super easy one this week. 72 Seasons just came out. Obviously, people were ecstatic when Hardwired came out. How do you guys feel? 72 or Hardwired?
That sounds simple, but it's not.
Spit out the bone?
Spit out the album?
Which album would you take, Damien, if you had to pick between 72 and Hardwired? And ooh. May I add, let's not let recency bias
okay.
come into play here. You know, like what Shane said when the album first dropped, he said if you listen closely to the songs, in his opinion, you know, especially since Hardwired has more dynamics, you know, that plays a role in here. And we hadn't picked necessarily, but, you know, I could tell his recency biasness for being excited for the record wasn't coming into play. He was still giving his honest, you know, take on the music itself.
Definitely Hardwired. That album definitely grew on me. I didn't like it at first, but I stumbled across, like, you know how Metallica, they really like to document everything that they do, right?
Yes.
And so I came on YouTube and I saw like the documentary for the entire album. It's like making the certain parts of the music and writing the riffs and just screwing, you know what I mean? Around in Metallica HQ and...
The entire making of Hardwired?
Yeah, the entire making of Hardwired.
Those are great videos.
Great videos. And those it just gave
great
me this...
HQ scenes.
Yeah, it gave me this new profound respect for the album and it's... I like it. I love it. I can't complain. You know, favorite song's definitely got to be Spit Out the Bone. It's my go-to song when I play any song off the album.
It does have a good riff. I will say that was my, and that was for me, because initially that song, like I said, was kind of a meh type of song. And the more I listened to it, it was that main riff that, I was like, oh, fuck, like. This is, and once I, you know, I remember we were doing sound check years ago and I just randomly started jamming that riff. I don't know. I didn't even know how to play it. I just randomly started jamming it. I'm like, fuck, I really like the way this riff sounds. I can see why it's, you know, really kind of captivated the ears of a lot of listeners because mm-hmm. it was a lot better than I initially gave it credit for. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, Hardwired was a record that I was excited for, but at the same time, you know, I had a lot of reservations, and also being at the time, you know, we were touring a lot in a Metallica tribute band, playing Metallica as much as we did at that time when Hardwired came out, I didn't listen to Metallica at all. When I was at home and we weren't playing on the road, nothing Metallica related at all. And so for that record, I feel like I just kind of went
in. Me too.
Yeah, you know,
same kind of situation.
Yeah, I went into it, and it was just kind of like I had blinders up for that record, and I feel like I still to this day kind of have had those blinders. But I don't know. It's 72 for me. That would be the record I would choose. And again, not after I just went over this whole recency bias discussion. It's not just because of recency biasness. I enjoy the songs on it more. I don't think, and this is going to sound weird why I'm picking, I don't necessarily think musically they're quote unquote better songs. I just personally enjoy more of this record than I did Hardwired. Does that make sense? There's only a few songs on this record that I feel like I would take away, you know, 9 out of 12 to me. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very strong record. I feel like there was more songs, you know, 3, 4, maybe even 5 songs, you know, on Hardwired that I felt like could have been scratched a little bit. Yeah. But again, not hating on the record. I really enjoyed 72.
Yeah. I think
fucking weird, man.
I think Hardwire has a really nice kind of like how you know how to compare to, like, if you compare the Black Album hypothetically to, let's say, I don't know, Ride the Lightning. I think between those two albums, Black Album has a more in your face kind of music. So when you look mm-hmm. at Hardwired sure. to like 72 or 72 Seasons, I think Hardwired has that most of the music in that album is kind of just there in your face. You know right. what I mean? And it's
sure.
And I think gives me more of like that adrenaline rush. Not saying that certain songs off of 72, you know, doesn't do that for sure, but I think Hardwire really just does it more. And so, yeah, when I listen to it and then I go back to 72, I'm just like, yeah, just spit out the bone, Dream No More, you know.
Moth in the Flame.
I was just playing that before I got in the call, so I love Moth in the Flame.
And obviously that record actually has Clean Tone. This is the first, you know, 72 is the first record in their entire history. Wait, not entire history, but since Kill 'Em All.
Yeah.
That hasn't had clean guitar. I mean, that's crazy to think. Since 1983, that was the last record that they had that didn't have any clean guitar on it. That's
crazy. And we haven't had an instrumental for.
I'm glad we didn't get any instrumentals, though, because as their music career is getting, it's not at the end, but as we're getting closer to that, it's like any and all songs that we get from them, I want a full band. You know what I mean? Not that obvious. I mean, it's still full band, but I want vocals. I want everything. I don't want any wasted song, and I hate saying the word wasted, but like I don't want it wasted on an instrumental. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think I know where you're going to go with this, Shane, but it'd be interesting.
It's tough. While you two have been jabbering, I've actually been deep in thought, prayer, mourning, yoga, meditation.
It's Ramadan right now. Are you channeling your inner?
It is Ramadan?
Or it's close to it?
Does that mean you can't eat when, like, the sun's out or something?
It's something like that, yeah. I know it has something to do with that. I honestly
fasting. That's why I'm not religious.
I shouldn't have even brought it up now because
you have to fast. That's the right word.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I shouldn't have even brought it up because now I sound like an idiot because I actually really don't know anything about it, so.
Shane, how come you're not religious? I eat too much. I'm always hungry. Sorry.
Because I don't know anything about religion. That's why I'm not religious.
Freaking idiot. God.
Idiot.
As Lars would say, so
you don't say.
Love that.
When you at when you add up a record that has 12 tracks versus the new record that has 12 tracks, both albums I come up with 8 songs that I like. Not going to lie. No reason to lie. My name's Shane. I have thick skin. You can boo me all you want. I'm still really disappointed that 72 does not have the dynamics that Hardwired has.
I agree. I don't think you should get booed for that.
I thought it would. Has 72 grown on me since you, me, and the Horseflies talked on movie night? Yes, absolutely. Has my opinion changed about Shadows? No. I think I've made that clear. You also have to remember, from a drummer's point of view, this record is solid. Solid. In your face. Groove. 4-4. But when I'm the type of Lars fan that gets bored with that easily, a lot of these songs are a tad too long and they start to bore me after 4 or 5 minutes.
That's fair. So you like the tempo changes from like a 4-4 to like a 6-8 back to like a 4-4.
I'm a huge Injustice for All fan, Damien. I'm a huge Ride the Lightning fan. Do I want those two records anymore? No, I don't. Is 72 solid? It's a great record, but there's songs on here that kind of feel repetitive.
Yeah.
And there's songs on Hardwire that have the dynamic that aren't 7-8 minutes long, where the drums don't bore me as much. So it's really a tough call, but I'm still in that Hardwired kind of field.
That's fair, because, you know, initially when this record first came out, I was like, oh yeah, 72 over Hardwired by far, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. Now as I go back and I've been listening to it more, I would still pick 72 personally for myself over Hardwired, but the gap is closed. It's gotten a lot closer, where it's mm-hmm. like, all right, those records are actually, it's a lot closer than you think. You go back, you look at the track listing on Hardwired, and it's like, all right, that's right. There, even some of the B-side songs, you know, that, you know, for me weren't my favorite when the record came out, definitely started to grow on me. Man Unkind, Am I Savage, you know, these are songs that grew on me as the years went on. So yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. And having the dynamic of Hardwired, I think, plays a big part in it.
You don't have that moth dynamic. And I think if 72 even had anything close to like a Halo, and I hate to say this, but even A Day That Never Comes, I think it would put 72 on a, as Lars would say, next level.
Yeah, they could.
It's just missing one more dynamite, that track 4 that I think most of us were hoping for, and it's not there.
I think we all wanted a real ballad, because we haven't gotten a real ballad since Death Magnetic.
Inamorata is not a ballad. Sorry to break it to you, folks, but it's not even close to what you think that is.
Well, and I don't really consider Halo on Fire to be a full-on ballad. It's the closest thing on that record to a ballad.
Right.
But it's not A Day That Never...
Inamorata is like the Outlaw or the Fixer kind of jam.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that the news articles said, oh, we don't get any clean guitar until the last song. Wrong. That little thing that James There's is doing no is not thing. Clean guitar. That is semi-dirty. Right. That's his dirty channel. He rolled the volume back. Like, okay, it's clean, but it's not the Metallica
it's
clean we're looking for.
It's not clean.
It's not the Roland Jazz Chorus, yeah. The JC-120.
Well said, Damien. Well said.
When I think of ballads, or power ballads, when I think of ballads, my first song is Fade to Black. That intro,
Fade to Black. Yep.
That's the classic ballad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing else matters.
Fade to Black, even Sanitarium.
Sanitarium.
Which, it's hard. Sanitarium's that borderline because of how, I don't know, kind of thrashy it gets in the end.
Yeah.
But Unforgiven, obviously.
Unforgiven, for sure.
Until It Sleeps. You know,
Until It Sleeps, love that one. But yeah,
like, that's what I was really hoping for. I really wanted like a 4.5-5 minute, just radio friendly ballad song, like Until It Sleeps, a ballad rock song, or even like Unforgiven. You know what I mean? Just one song. That's
turn
all
the
we
page.
Needed.
Not turn the page. I mean, it's got some.
Well, I mean,
good
even turn the
guitar.
Page.
Yeah.
Turn the page. You know? Though their version of it is definitely would be. Yeah. It would fall in their criteria of what their kind of
ballady tunes, you know, a little more distorted guitar, but it definitely has that clean guitar. It has the dynamic.
Jeff 72, Damien Hardwired, Shane Hardwired, voting for all, pulls up on early Thursday morning, closing late Thursday night with results on Friday.
I do want to hear everybody's thoughts, though, so write in, comment, do whatever you got to do. Let us know if you think Room of Mirrors or Shadows, which one will get played more on the tour. This is something I am genuinely curious about to hear from.
Do the right thing, people, or else Shane's leaving early and beating the traffic.
Beating off in the traffic. I mean, beating the traffic.
Beating the dookie. Damien, you a Kill 'Em All fan?
I do like Kill 'Em All. Actually, I was just playing Metal Militia. Also before.
Right on.
Yeah, I love that. I love that little boom, 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 boom. I love that guitar riff in there. So, or the main riff. That
it's a fun riff. That's one thing. If you just want to have fun while jamming and you just, you're like, you know what, I just need to get a little aggression out. Kill 'Em All is a great record to play to, because the riffs are easy. The solos are easy. Everything sounds complicated, quote unquote, in Kill 'Em All because it's fast. Everything is so easy. Everything is incredibly easy on that record, you know, to the point where it's like you can learn a song, you know, in the afternoon and just have a bunch of fun playing it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of areas where you can do improv soloing too. It's like, because that's what, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of the Kirk stuff he was doing, I mean, he had all of about 2 minutes to come in and re-record some of these solos. Nothing was prepared. It was, all right, E minor pentatonic, A minor pentatonic, and there we go. You know what I mean?
I think James said in that one interview, he's like, willily, 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 woo, that he was playing, Kirk was playing some song, I don't know, and James was like, what's that thing you do? Willily, willily.
Exactly. Like that. Yeah. Oh, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
Well, since you like Kill 'Em All, Damien, we're going to play some Jump in the Fire trivia. You up for that?
All right, let's see if I pass or fail.
Oh, you're going to be great, man. Five questions, mostly based around recent current events and 72 seasons. Mr. Damien Collins, Houston, Texas. Question number one. Right. Now, if you don't get this after our chatter, we're going to have some serious issues, okay?
Okay.
No pressure.
Pressure.
How many songs are on 72 seasons?
14.
Tall.
Jeff, get out the whipping stick. Hey.
He might have just been joking. He did laugh right after.
He has me worried. He must be a Houston Texans fan.
No.
Oh, he's choking. He's choking. Never, call 911.
You'll never hear that come out of my mouth.
Final answer?
I'm going to say 12.
12 songs. See? Oh, what a relief.
See, it was all just... Hey, he was testing you, Shane, because, you know...
He was.
We don't know if you're fully on board with all of 72 yet, so he was just making sure that you were, keeping you on your toes.
Tester gets
get
tested.
Rid of shadows, and we got 71, and I'm just fine with that.
All right. Now think closely about this record and the sounds that you hear on this record. True or false?
Or the videos.
Does Rob Trujillo use a guitar pick?
Oh, 72 seasons, he does.
Hey,
At certain moments, certain songs, he'll have a pick, and then he'll switch between the pick and the
that was a quick stuff. Answer. So, see, you're good.
Well, I think it's awesome. Now that's dynamic right there. I like that.
That is cool.
That's the full package right there. I like how we go from Cliff to Jason to Rob, and then Rob brings the pick back. Never would have thought it would happen. Totally dig it. All right, question three. A couple weeks ago, Lars was on the Bill Maher. You like Bill Maher, Jeff?
He's all right, I guess.
Okay. Well, you know how he's got multiple shows, but he's got this new kind of podcast and his living room setup. Yeah, really cool. He had Lars on a couple weeks ago. Talked about all things touring, family, lifestyle. Damien, question three. According to Lars on the Bill Maher podcast, why did Metallica tour for 2 weeks on and then take 2 weeks off during the World Magnetic Tour? Whoa. Any idea?
Hmm.
This is a pretty deep question.
This is this is hardcore. And when he mentioned it, I thought they toured this way just because of their age and kind of health and needed some rest. But when I learned this, I'm like, wow.
Makes sense.
Something you would have never thought
makes
about.
Makes sense.
Well.
Any ideas, Damien?
I have no general idea. I haven't seen that interview with Bill Maher. I haven't seen that one.
Bill, any wild guesses as to why this could happen? Maybe Dookie, maybe sitting on the throne too long.
I was
long,
actually thinking about Dookie.
Being a Texans fan. I mean, anything funny you want to throw out there.
What would be a good reason to tour 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off?
Tiredness, maybe.
Come home, get laid.
Spend time with the fam.
I'm going to say get laid.
I'm going to say spend time with the fam.
I mean, that's an acceptable answer. Pretty fucking close.
I'm going to say that. Really?
I'm going to give that to him. I'm going to give that to him.
I'm going to say, because if I'm diehard, you know, let's say Kirk Hammett, you know, and I know this is what I do for a living, you know, and I want to please not only myself, but the fans as well. I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to be on that stage. I'm going to shred these riffs. How many days a year? I don't care. But if I have a family, you know, they matter too. You know what I mean?
100%. 100%.
I could see that.
I'm going to give him the old congratulations ding, ding, ding bell right here.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it has to do with his children.
It was a child custody agreement when he was going through his divorce with his ex-wife that they agreed to during the magnetic run.
And he literally wanted to be home so he could spend more time with his children, which, a.k.a. sweet family. There we go.
Mm, what a sweet Danish man.
That's pretty solid.
Have a Danish.
I never knew that until
Danish
I watched an interview. I thought it was just for, like, time off.
Yeah, right.
A family band. We all
a
love
a family
them.
Band. All right, back... Back to the tough questions.
Question four in the fire from Houston, Texas.
This question shouldn't be too tough. What is Metallica's longest song? Do you know?
Hardwired.
No. Okay. Wait a minute. Whoa.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna edit this question a little bit. I'm gonna let you choose between two songs. And think closely here, all right? They're two very, very long songs. Which song is longer? Is it And Justice for All or is it Inamorata?
And Justice for All.
Is longer?
Justice.
Oh, so close, man.
Insert Family Feud buzzer right here.
So close. No. Inamorata is Metallica's longest song to date. Over 11 minutes.
Insert knife and turn. We were doing so well, Damien.
Man,
that's why I changed it up a little bit, because I was like, you know, they do have a lot of long songs. This could be a tricky question, so that's why I was like, you know, let's give it a or b.
I went straight to the Justice album as soon as you asked that question, because they've got plenty of long songs.
Oh, absolutely.
I have heard Inamorata pronounced about 11 different times in the last week and a half. I've seen it spelled about 26 different times. It's one of those songs I don't think we're ever going to correctly pronounce, type,
we heard them say
spell.
It in the movie theater.
What?
They said Inamorata in the movie theater.
I know, but when you hear your friends talk about it or you see someone on social media talk about it, there's always like another way of saying it. People are saying Inamorata or immortal or Inamortal.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like every time I hear it, it's
you know that new you know that new song by Metallica, Inner Motor Oil.
Yeah. You ever heard of Motor Oil? That's what I'm gonna call it.
Oil changes.
Enter Motor Oil.
It's not an outboard. It's an inboard motor. Motor. I just think it's one of those words that no matter how well you know it, when you're having a conversation, you can easily fucking fuck that up while you're talking.
I remember listening to that album, 72 Motors. Did you guys?
So you're right.
Did you guys get that?
72 oil changes.
72 oil changes.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to refer to it from now on.
All right, Damien, last question. This one gets a little tough. It kind of hits home.
Okay.
Question five, jump in the fire. When did Metallica first play Houston, Texas?
Whoa.
Don't need the exact date, but we'll accept maybe what tour they were on.
We can accept the year, we can accept the tour, or the venue, if you know.
If you can name the venue, I will hand the entire and podcast for show off to you and ride off into the sunset. That's how hard this question is.
You know what? I don't know the venue. I don't know the year. I don't know. I remember watching that show. I remember watching that show on YouTube late at night, just going through, you know, their 1980 shows and just going up the list to like current modern day shows. And
hey, at least you start.
So Metallica playing in the Metallica right playing in Houston in the 80s is on video.
No.
Okay.
Jeez, man, holy crap!
Your best bet would probably be to be guess a tour, but
educated guesses we welcome and usually work.
They
out
usually
here.
Do, yeah. Oh, you just got to think back to their history. They've been around for a long time.
1962.
Maybe Death Magnetic? No. Really tough question.
Just think something old school.
Yeah, I mean, first time they played there.
First time in Houston, running through town in probably a shitty bus or maybe a U-Haul.
My heart is telling me Death Magnetic. I don't know.
That's all right, because I definitely wouldn't have got the venue right. I didn't know that.
That's a hard one. I
we're going to go back to before Jeff or Damien was born. 1985, Ride the Lightning.
What?
That was the first time, yeah.
What's the venue?
Old school, dude. It was called... I love when my phone shuts off and then I'm asked a question. Cardi's. February of 85 on the Lightning Tour.
And not Cardi B's.
Not Cardi B. And Shane was 4 years old. Dun, dun, dun.
That's crazy.
I was probably sitting on the toilet, dookieing for my first time.
Not on his phone, but maybe reading the comics.
I still can't read, so that's false.
He was looking at a shampoo bottle or toothpaste.
I wasn't potty trained until I was 4 years old. What a discussion. Season 12, episode 8. Back to the bread and butter. Damien, thanks so much for coming on. Jeff and I kind of feel out of our groove here. It's been that long. We haven't had a guest on.
Well, I feel very honored that you thought of me enough to want to have me here. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. It was to live is to die Instagram that we connected over. And I'm like, dude, come on the show. Let's rip on Shadows Follow and talk about Green Day's Dookie. And
American Idiot. And
it's a good old time on AFA.
Thank you so much. I really
Jeff, anything
it.
Else?
I was just about to say, we really appreciate it. You know, you said you just got off work. So, you know, as someone who works in the evening time as well, I know how it is to be at work
all
and then to...
What do you do, Damien?
I'm a shift manager for Starbucks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so I come home and I'm like, dang, I want to shred, but I'm tired. I'll break a coffee home. Got a podcast? Have a coffee.
Hell yeah. Spike it with some black.
Starbucks has the most complex menu in the world.
Absolutely.
I go there with my daughter and I say small, medium, large. And she's like, that's not how you're supposed to say it. I said, listen.
It's a venti.
I said, listen here. I said, this is America. I say small, medium, large.
So check this out. I'm going to tell you something you can order at Starbucks that sounds like a foreign language. You ready for this, Jeff? I'll have a hot venti Americano with toffee nut and a splash of half and half.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what you get? Because I didn't even know you drink coffee.
What the fuck is that?
Do you drink coffee?
I've
never seen you drink coffee in the 11 years that I've known
you.
No.
Now, Damien, did I order that correctly?
Yes, you did. Easy.
Hot venti Americano with toffee nut and a splash and half and half. I have no idea what the fuck that means, but I know it's going to get you something.
I'd like a medium coffee with some cream.
To get a large coffee to go, peace out. Half and half and fucking venti? What the fuck, man?
Uh-oh. Hopefully he'll sign back in. If he signs back in, we should be good, right?
Getting that track is going to be a bitch. For all of you listening, Damien just left.
I'm pretty sure his laptop just died. Because I saw
he said he was on
his phone. I saw him grabbing a plug-in or something.
Maybe he just spilled a hot venti Americano with toffee nut and a splash of half and half on his phone and it died.
Well, there you have it. There was Damien.
Dude, this is awesome.
That was fun.
I love getting back in the bread and butter.
We need to have more guests.
That was good. You too can be a guest on a Podcast for All. Instagram, send us a message. Podcast. Facebook, Instagram messaging, or in podcastforall@gmail.com.
Hear that, Pizzle? So if you want to come on the show and give your review of 72 seasons, you don't even have to email us like everyone else has to. You got our numbers. Text us and say, yo, I want to come on. And we'll have the pit. You know what's crazy is we have been doing our long Minnesota goodbye that we have listeners that literally came to our show and walked up to me and said, bye, Pizzle. As if I'm Pizzle. As if that's me. Just because they know that we say that. I think it's...
At our farewell show, they
said
that to
you? I had multiple different people that literally just walked up to me and said, bye, Pizzle. And obviously they know that's...
You're like, wow, there's a lot of listeners here that I have no idea who you are.
And they know it's not me. They know it's our bass player. But nonetheless, because we say it, it has become a thing. You know, we're going to get a t-shirt made with all of our little sayings. It's going to say hashtag golf clap. It's going to say by Pizzle on it. You know, we're going to have like all these things. And, you know, maybe we'll even put it in the Metallica font too so it looks proper.
Did you hear that, Larry?
Larry!
Get on it, Larry. No stall this time. Oh, he's coming back in. He's back.
Sorry about that, guys. My phone died there.
Let me turn down the volume on whatever dice. He's got the echo on.
That's all right. We're at the end of the episode. We made it.
I'm totally leaving that in there unedited.
My phone didn't make it.
Damien, thank you so much.
Damien, thank
for coming
you so
on.
Much.
Season 12, episode 8.
Season 12.
Hopefully, we'll see this year in Arlington at the show.
I hope so, too. I want to be there. Yeah, I will be there. I'll be there, Arlington.
Keep posting those badass videos.
And now
let's keep in touch.
Have a good rest of your night, Damien.
Take it easy.
I'd love that echo. Hear that, Jeff?
I hear it.
If we whisper.
If we whisper, you can't hear us.
If we whisper,
oh, man.
You can't hear us.
Don't forget. Hot Fente Americano. Toffee nut. Splash a half and half.
Splash a half and half.
And did you order mirrors as well?
Room of mirrors.
Room of mirrors.
And I need a stopper.
Okay. Would you like a bag?
No, I just want my star points.
Okay.
Cool deal.
We can make that deal.
Jeff?
Jeff?
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you guys.
Back to the bread and butter, season 12, episode 8.
Season 12, episode 8.
We'll see you fucking.
We'll see you fucking.
Fucking.
Very fucking
thanks.
Soon.
Very fucking soon. Fucking thanks.
See you, Damien.
See you, guys.
See you, Pizzle.
See you, Pizzle.
I like the echo with Pizzle. Bye, Pizzle.
Bye, Pizzle.
Pizzle, Pizzle.
The longer I stay, the more echo.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
What if I say mirrors?
Shadows follow sucks.
Shadows follow sucks.
Mirrors
rocks.
Mirrors rocks.
Mirrors.
Crown of barbed
wow.
Exactly. All right, Jeff C's there. Bye, Pizzle.
Middle
up your ass.
See you up your ass.
No left to left.
Bye-bye.
Houston Texans.
Damn.
Really suck.
Really suck.
Damn.
I'm going to Starbucks. See you guys. Bye, Pizzle. Bye.
Bye, Pizzle. Bye.
Bye. Come on to me, and you will feel perfection. Come on to me.